Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling revelry.
No, no.
Sibling revelry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling revelry.
That's good. Okay, well, this is a new way of doing things, Oliver Hudson.
I know. This is the first time that we haven't been together. Well, there was
That's
one other time.
That's not true.
But
yeah,
I know.
We were in New York.
I know, and I haven't seen you in person in, I mean, how long has it been? Like 20 days?
No, weren't
More.
You here right before we all...
Oh, yeah, you made me take my shoes off. And
yeah, I made you take your shoes off. I made you, like, you were, scrub down.
You were quick to the game, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, even before this really, you know, started to escalate, Kate had hoses, and, I mean, I couldn't even step in... I couldn't even step in your house. And I was like, well, this is so far right now. There's nothing going on.
Step in my house. No,
I know.
I'm kidding.
Do you still do the shoe thing?
Oh, yeah. No, no shoes in the house. I did a thing where everybody has their outdoor shoes and then we have indoor shoes. Mm-hmm. I just do a lot of constant reminders for everybody. And then now that it's been 2 weeks in, I feel like, am I the only one who cares?
It's like, are you being disobeyed?
No, it's not about being disobeyed. It's about, like, there's an adjustment that needs to happen and the learning curve needs to happen fast. And I'm sure very similar for everybody out there, which is that we need to learn this new way of making sure that we're protecting everybody quickly,
because it's not necessarily about us, you know. I mean, of course it is, it's about our families and the people that we love, but it's about everybody, you know. So by protecting yourself, you're protecting everyone.
And, you know, I was walking down the street with my kids and they're on their skateboards and they just sort of like skate right next to, you know, I can see it happening from like a mile away. Like, he's going right towards the person. All I do is say, guys, are you listening? Guys, okay, stop. Everybody stop. What do we need to do when, you know, it's a constant, I don't know. I've never felt this immediate need to sort of shift habits.
I know, but you know what's so funny? You talk about skateboarding, right? So our boys are all into skateboarding and, you know, all kinds of boy activities. I tell the kids now, even if they're in the house, like, remember we were FaceTiming the other day and they set up because of course in quarantine, they're finding shit to do all the time. Half of it is safe and the other half is completely unsafe. So my kids had set up a trampoline in the playroom and they were jumping from the trampoline over some sort of a structure and onto the couch. And I was like, Kate, check this out. And you just did not want to look at it because it was giving you anxiety.
I hung up on you.
You hung up on me. But you made me think about something. I'm like, oh, shit. I don't want to go to the hospital right now.
That's the thing. So
stitches.
Forget it.
Broken arms, whatever, like, let's just keep it chill, you know. But it's not easy to keep the kids chill.
Oh, I mean, tell me about it.
They want to rip it up, you know.
Danny
What?
Danny just entered the room. So Danny hasn't been feeling great. We've been going through, you know, is it psychosomatic or do we have a cold or is it because don't have symptoms, but we have.
Yeah.
Anyway, Danny is supposed to keep his distance from me right now. And I just saw him slowly creeping in with the video because he does our social.
How about that? How about the psychosomatic that's happening?
Beyond. I'm sure you feel a little tickle in your throat and you think you have COVID-19. Yeah. So one of the things that's interesting, a shift for me, I haven't wanted to post anything. I've been feeling this last week, I want to start figuring out how to move forward with actually what's going on. I've never wanted to be political about anything. Mm-hmm. I've always felt that politics are so polarizing. I want to be more about promoting through my platform love and connection. But the lack of healthcare in this country is so transparent now that I don't know how we don't, as a nation, look at this and say this is absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, Kate, it's not political though. That's not really political. That's just a fact. Okay, I mean, how you deal with it, then it gets into the politics of it. But I mean, I think everyone could probably agree that our healthcare system is not the greatest right now, or it hasn't been for a long time.
It's devastatingly terrible. Where it does get into politics is we're looking at the bureaucracy and the control that has now put us citizens in danger, like the CDC not accepting tests, things like that, where I watch, you know, and I go, this is absolutely unacceptable. We were so underprepared.
Right.
It's the first time in my life that I've ever really gone, I don't know the answer. I don't know what I'm in. I don't know. I'm talking out loud. I'm sharing my thought process because
you haven't even had a chance to talk about it really out loud yet. I mean,
well, it's also like you're in uncharted territory, right? And the reality is getting these tests is hard. Even I, Danny, not feeling great, can't really get a test. And the only way we're really going to know what's happening or how we're really infecting each other is for everyone to have these tests available to them so that they can start to really understand the numbers. And then on top of that, the tests are taking so long. People that I know who've had to get tested, they're not even getting their tests back. And then they start feeling fine. And by the time they get their test, they've probably already infected however many people.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I just feel like I have COVID-19 like 5 to 7 times a day. Like, that's where my anxiety is pushing me. Because I'm like, oh my God, my throat. I feel like there's a lump in my throat. And then I'm like, Oliver, you're fine. And then all of a sudden I'm like, and I start coughing. And then I have this. And then I'm exhausted. And so I go through these like range of emotions.
I feel like every parent who has to homeschool, like we have 3 kids, right? Both of us. Mm-hmm. Like that's
the Zoom. The fucking Zoom. it's on another level. It is on another level. What's it like having, because I do not have this, but what's it like having a 16-year-old boy
who's been
locked down like this?
You know, really hard.
Yeah, because I don't know what that's like. I mean, I have my little ones, 12, 9, and 12, 10, and 6.
I'm really proud of Ryder. He's doing a good job for this moment because you think back to our high school time. It's so fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the time when you're like out on weekends and it's spring break and they're 16 and it's girls and you're starting to like test the boundaries. You know, parents like me who are really strict, like the kids aren't out, you know, you're kind of dealing with a little bit of that, like, oh, come on, you know, oh, and you're like, no, it's just not happening. Yeah. It's hard to comprehend how big this is when it just, you look outside, it's a beautiful day, the beach looks amazing, you're like, I just want to go to the beach with my friends.
A lot of people obviously are not taking this seriously, probably the younger ones. And, you know, while I think they have to start taking it seriously, here's how I can understand it. This is a slow burn type of a situation where each day there's some more cases and there's some more deaths, but there's not this catastrophic moment to where they're going to wake up in the morning and all of a sudden 400,000 people are dead. So they're looking at this like, well, wait a minute. This seems overblown. I'm looking at the numbers. Yes, I'm hearing it, but I'm not really seeing it. So I'm just going to go, out to the beach. I'm going to go gather and with my friends, you know. It's this slow burn mentality.
I have like a major crush on Andrew Cuomo right now because I just feel like he is, he's like, he's showing such incredible leadership, right?
He's hot. He's kind of hot, too.
Yeah, he's a hot governor.
Italian.
You know? Yeah, it's like of our blood.
Yeah.
Respectfully, I think he is doing such an incredible job. I look at that and I go, okay, well, there's the leadership that makes me feel comforted. And he and the New York City and New Yorkers are in a much more challenging situation than we are in California. We're more spread out. New York is dense. we're going to start hearing so many people that are testing positive for this. And what's happening in Italy is truly catastrophic. And then, you know, I was watching some, I forget which news thing it was. I scroll through everything. And it was this woman, and she panned the camera, and there were all these people in a cafe, like having a like a drink. And I thought to myself, wait, are we getting all the information? What's happening? And I think that's part of, at some point, everybody just looks at each other and goes, well, fuck it. You know, I guess we just have to live our life. And that's the problem. That's where you realize that great leadership is paramount to making sure that people feel connected and are in this together.
Mm-hmm. I just put my head down and you know, do what I think is the right thing to do, which hopefully is the right thing to do. I'm not going out. You know what I mean? I go on runs and stuff. It's just managing the family. But I will say this. My family has been built for quarantine. They are good at it. My wife,
so is mine.
My wife is an incredible quarantiner. My kids, they're all cozy. All they want to do is be cozy. They love lolling around the house, you know. And I'm like, wow, they're not that antsy.
God, you're just raising lazy Hudsons.
yeah, exactly, for the apocalypse.
They're going to be hilarious and lazy.
Just like their daddy.
Yeah, I don't know how I got the overachieving gene. It's just like, all I can think about is what I can do.
Well, I've picked up groceries for the elderly in my neighborhood. I went to go get groceries for some elderly people.
Great. I love that. No, I'm thinking on more of like a larger, I mean, I'm not minimizing that. That's more people need to
fine,
be doing
whatever.
That. No, I'm really not. I love that so much. Mm-hmm. You know, on top of wanting to make my own family feel good and anxiety and scared of dying and all of these things that keep going in our head, like, well, what happens if we get it? Is it really that bad? Are we, you know, the unknowns just inside of your own unit. I just feel this just sadness.
Yeah. It's just like, it's a day by day. It's a day by day, you know? I mean, we're just doing what we can to make it happy, to keep happy, keep it happy as much as you can. I don't know. I mean, look, when shit hits the fan and then you don't have a choice, you know, what do you do in that moment? You got to work hard to try to get out of it. But in this moment, all we have is fucking quarantine. All we have is laying low. We don't have jobs. People don't have jobs. So, okay, that's the reality though right now. So let's put that aside for a second though. And like, now how do we make it fun? How do we be happy in our lives? How do we be happy in our households?
It's not fun for me when I see kids spring breaking.
There's 350 plus million people in this country. There are going to be some assholes. You know what I mean? Like, That's just the way it's going to be. You know, I mean, look, think about what just even happened in L.A. I mean, I went for a drive down the beach, or I thought was going to be like a nice drive down the beach. And it was fucking jam packed with traffic. All the parking lots were filled. I was like, what the fuck is going on? It was like 4th of July weekend. I was like, what is happening right now? The next day, Sunday, I think it was either Sunday or Monday, Garcetti, our mayor, was like, LA was a mess. I'm shutting down beaches and parks. Are you guys fucking crazy? You know, there's a lot of people in the world in the U.S. There's some dum-dums, you know? What are we going to do about the dum-dums? You want to flamethrow them? We could do My point is...
It's upsetting to me.
Right.
Everyone's working as they can from home so hard. And there is so much fear. People just are so afraid to lose their job. It breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. So when I go and everybody's posting like, oh my God, like we're cooking this crazy meal, I'm like, I feel terrible.
Yeah, but Kate, that's how people sort of get through things. It's a communities get built.
I know, I know.
Even if it's digital online communities. Like,
I know
people
that,
are sharing recipes now and, you know.
I feel a responsibility to let people know that I don't know what to do. like yesterday was my first time I posted anything. I was like, do you guys want to hear a poem? Like, I was like, say yes or no, because I honestly, I don't want to upset anybody. You're hilarious and irreverent and crazy. And I just feel
you should be more like me.
I'll sing "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning."
Yeah, and you know,
I have it. I didn't post it. You should post it.
You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm doing a live fireside chat with Oliver Hudson, and I've decided that I'm going to do it twice a week, and each fireside chat is going to be a topic. So the first one I'm going to do is relationships, where I'm going to sit by the fire and I'm going to dress up in some sort of cool costume.
Like a Mr. Rogers. You should have like a routine.
Yeah. And I'm going to field questions on sex and relationships. That's going to be my first one.
How many followers do you think you're going to lose during during these viruses?
I'm going to gain so many. But but you know what? I've talked to Steve about today. Like I pretty much stay at the same. I don't go up or down. I lose and then I gain. So I'm sort of. I have no movement. I have no movement either way. So I think I'm okay.
Oh man!
But it's important to have levity.
I know. I'll get there. Okay. I'll be like working out and, you know, in Fabletics. You know, I do work out every day, and I am wearing my Fabletics still.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's important not just for, you know, our human condition, but I think it's also important for even people to see that it's okay to laugh, it's okay to smile, it's okay to make a joke. You know what I mean? Like, this is a fucked up situation, but there has to be levity.
That goes without saying, you know, that humor is everything.
Everyone's going live now. Hey, did you listen to D Nice? You know who D Nice is?
Yeah.
Okay, D Nice was a DJ from back when in the day, and he's also a DJ now. Okay, D Nice is going live now for these sort of they're the distance dance parties, and they're fucking incredible. I put my headphones on a couple nights ago, ate an edible, and like went to town. But like Michelle Obama is on there, Barack is on there. You have these huge people who are coming into the live stream and listening and being a part of this whole dance movement. You've got all these old school hip hop artists that are on there, and D Nice is like, oh my god, like you know, Q-Tip is on. Then he plays like a Tribe song, or it's pretty. It was really, really fun. I think he's doing it a lot. I think he's doing it like all the time. But I think the live stuff is really, really fun. I think a lot of people are going live, not just celebrities, even people who are trying to all connect, you know?
Oh, yeah. But
it's fun. I mean, there is fun to be had, guys. Like, there is fun. I know it sucks, but there is fun to be had. There is fun to be had.
I read, you didn't read Marie Kondo, but I read Marie Kondo's book, and one of the things she said was that you should wear things that make you feel good, even if they're for nobody, right? She's like, put on some really pretty lingerie, put on something that makes you feel good. You put something on, you get yourself together, it does make you feel good, for women especially. I think mm-hmm. men too. You know, Ryder looked at me and was like, well, I'm on day four without a shower. And I was like, go take a shower. And he came down and he put on a whole new thing of clothes and he felt it and he looked so great. And he was like, all, you know, he had all this like pink in his skin.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I feel so much better, you know?
Oh, yeah. I put on a different pair of sneakers to go walk around the neighborhood. Like, I put on a little SB Dunks, you know, maybe a little Kobe Protro 6s.
That should be, you know, something maybe, that's good content for you and your stories. You just, what shoes are you going to wear for your walk today?
I know, but I need more shoes because I'm just getting into it. So I have like 6 days of content.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what's funny. You just repeat them.
No, but it's a great point though. I mean, do things that are going to make you feel good, even if it's in your house. You know, I love that idea, by the way. I think that's cool. So I just want to actually give a little disclaimer right now. You know, we're going to get to our ads. And, you know, even though these are strange and very uncertain times, our sponsors are still coming through for not just for us, but you know, for the people who work for them, and we want to support them as much as we can. So,
well, and also support the people that work inside of our business and this podcast as well.
Exactly, exactly. There are many amazing people who make this show and a lot of other shows that you listen to run. And there's a lot of jobs at stake as well. And these sponsors help with all of that, with keeping everyone's lights on. So, all right.
And go.
Rothy's. In these unusual times, Rothy's hopes to brighten your day with beautiful, sustainable products and content.
Rothy's are super comfortable. A lot of people are inside right now. I will also say I have this new rule, right, where you walk in and out of the house and you have outdoor shoes and indoor shoes.
Yes.
I think they probably have both and they slip on and they're easy. If you have to go in and outside all the time, you want a shoe that you can slip off really easily.
And they can get rained on.
They're machine washable. They're easy.
They have 3,000 near perfect reviews.
We should talk about their sustainability. I know we're all going through this right now.
Yep.
And for someone like me who is all about sustainability, I've never used more unsustainable wipes in my life. As we look outside and we see the skies clearing, when we see those pictures of the canals in Venice actually getting cleared out, like we know that we have to be kinder to our environment. And Rothy's has kept 50 million single-use plastic bottles out of landfills, and they transform them into their single thread, and that is then what is knit into the sustainable product. And I just commend them for that.
Yeah, and so check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/sibling. That's Rothys.com, Rothys.com/sibling. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to Rothys.com/sibling today.
Okay, Sakara.
Sakara. By the way, I need Sakara.
For food deliveries, I absolutely love Sakara. You know, it's plant-based food. It's all about nourishing your body with the healthiest, most nutritious food.
And how important is that right now?
I mean, so important.
For real. We got to start eating better. We got to start supplementing. We have to keep our immune systems firing, for sure.
It's nice to be able to have a percentage off on something like this. So now more than ever, I just focusing on on overall wellness.
You've been eating Sakara for like 1,000 years at this point.
I have. I mean, I find when you eat a certain way, your skin clears up. You can really see the difference in how you feel.
Yeah, and they also have that metabolism super powder.
Their supplements are great. Again, you get your herbal teas and their metabolism super powder. It's all natural, and they get, you know, great reviews on that powder.
And right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/sibling or enter code sibling at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/sibling to get 20% off your first order. Sakara.com/sibling.
Look, everyone's having a little bit of a freak out.
It's okay. Give yourself a break. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be good days and bad days. I had a bad day yesterday where I was just depressed all day and I felt like shit. And I don't really know why, you know? And I had to sort of, I did a little meditation, popped out of it. Boom! Hudson's back!
I feel better talking to you.
Well, maybe this is what I was thinking. That because I'm not in your life so much, you're just depressed.
My hope is that whatever that, you know, I'm saying right now or communicating and putting out there feels relatable no matter what position you're in.
Everyone has their own story. You know, I think there needs to be a little bit more compassion. Everyone's feeling it in their own way.
Yeah, we had an amazing episode that actually Mom and I did. We haven't aired it yet with Vivek, who was the Surgeon General with Obama. He wrote a book on loneliness, which I'm going to really, as much as I can, help him push out there. I think the messaging is so important. And here we are. How interesting that someone like him, a Surgeon General under Obama, just to repeat that, that someone like him chose the subject matter of loneliness as an epidemic, and that people are dying of loneliness. And here we are with this pandemic, and people are isolated, people who are living alone, single parents, people who are struggling, scared. My hope is that we pay attention to that loneliness. We were already lonely before. And if there's anything that I would want to do, it would be it really is to want to connect to people so they don't feel so alone.
But we can do that.
I know that's what we're doing.
Technology is amazing. Like, you know what we should do? We should do a Zoom or a Google chat room for whoever wants to join in on like a Saturday night. You can create those things where
that
it's like a
fun
Zoom party for all the followers or listeners, and it's like, just tune in. You know what I mean?
Did
like,
you watch? You did, right? The thing I sent you of the class.
Oh my God.
Is that
I showed
the
that to like 1,000 people. It's the greatest thing ever.
Explain what it is.
So, you know, Kate and our kids are both going through all this with the Zoom classroom situation, and it's a bunch of older kids. They look like college kids.
Yeah, they're like graduates.
Right? Yeah. And it's like there's like 14 squares or 10 squares up on the computer screen, and there's one guy in the top right hand corner who does not realize that his camera and audio is on, and he starts to get undressed and is completely butt naked with his dick flying around everywhere, and the teacher's like, can we not get naked please in the thing, and he's on mute, he can't even hear anything, and all the other classmates are laughing their asses off, and they're like, Paul, your camera is on, and he had no idea.
He's like walking around.
Yeah,
he's like like every man who sleeps naked, who's very comfortable naked and walks around their room before when they're like getting their shit together, and they're just all balls out. That's what he's doing, and he doesn't realize that he's showing.
By the way, so his ween was pretty good.
Sure, a couple of those girls were like, oh,
totally.
You know,
totally. He got a couple more dates. Yeah. That's so funny.
That was a great one.
I know.
That guy should be proud.
I know. So let me take this one, Kate, third love, because my boobies are getting really big.
Third Love is an amazing bra company, but it's also a sleep and loungewear company. Honestly, right now, in this time, people are doing a lot of self-isolating. Some people are being asked to stay home. The number one thing I am wearing is
loungewear.
So any kind of
cozy clothes. Bras in over 80 sizes. That's a lot of sizes.
And they've really figured out how to design it for, each individual's perfect fit. You can go online, you take a 60-second find your fit quiz, and every customer has 60 days they can wear it, and then wash it, put it to the test. If you don't love it, then they will take it back. And what they do is they then donate it to a woman in need, which I think is amazing.
That's great. They've donated over $15 million in bras. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/sibling now to find your perfect fitting bra. I can't believe I'm reading this. And get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/sibling for 15% off today. Coors Light. Tap the Rockies.
That's Coors your beer, Light. Ollie. You're a Colorado
That's my
guy.
Beer.
It's my a Colorado beer.
Reminds me of beautiful childhood memories. Of course, post-21 childhood memories. Drink responsibly.
Mountain cold refreshment made to chill is their tagline.
Literally made to chill. Because the mountains on the bottles and cans, they turn blue when your beer is cold. So, that's why it's literal. It's the perfect temperature. It's when it's freezing.
There is nothing better than a really cold beer. It's only 102 calories, which we love.
Oh, an ice cold Coors Light. I want one right now. Coors Light's brewed with a 3-step cold process. Cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. So it's actually made to chill. That's why Coors Light is the one I choose when I need a moment of chill. So when you want to reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Drink responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Going back to what you were saying, though, there are a lot of lonely people out there. There are a lot of single people. There are a lot of people who are just all isolated, all alone. But we can remedy that, not you and I personally, but it can be remedied. I mean, I think people can get into these sort of social chat rooms now and have a drink with people. We did that the other night with like six of my friends. It was Brian's birthday, and we had a birthday party on Zoom, and we were drinking and laughing and just bullshitting. You know, it was actually kind of fun.
I know. I have a book club. It's hilarious.
But we live in a nice time now to where loneliness can be averted. What are you singing?
I'm singing, you know, I feel so lonesome I could cry.
I feel so lonesome I could die. The other thing Katie and I were talking about, Kate actually, it's her idea, but I think we're going to do a karaoke session.
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to take requests and we're going to sing, but they have to be duets. So we're just going to do a full on singing podcast.
That'll cheer me up for sure.
Think about dating too right now. Like, you know, you can't date. It's like, what do you do? Like the swipe right thing is just no longer existing, you know? So you can't get laid. Like if you're horny, there's nothing to do.
I bet like all the online chats are like on fire.
Oh yeah, I've been reading about that actually. Can we address the coronavirus mascot, which is that huge black dude with the huge, huge dick?
Woods.
Yeah.
By the way, I said to a group of people, when this is all done, there needs to be a foundation in that guy's name.
Agreed.
He has gotten everyone through, and he's gone now.
He's died a few years ago.
If only he knew.
Yeah, like, he's bringing a lot of people joy.
Okay, ready, Ollie?
Yeah, what are we doing? This is weird if we sing.
That's weird, yeah.
Ugh,
man. Damn.
That is what we are. The problem with duets.
That's like, I could do Endless Love. I don't know if I could sing Making Love to Each Other. Making me want to like throw up in my mouth.
I love that song.
Oh, and you love Annie. Oh my God, that's my song.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that's tomorrow.
There'll be sun. Oh, that would make me cry.
Just thinking about tomorrow.
Throw away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none. Tomorrow, I love you.
There's only a day away.
Oh, that's so great.
That's a good one.
What else?
I don't know, but I will say this. I miss the family.
I know.
I miss everybody. It's crazy. I haven't seen mom. I haven't seen you. I haven't seen pa. I haven't seen Wyatt. I haven't seen anybody. It's crazy because we're so tight. You know, I mean, I think people who've listened to this know we all live so close to each other and we're an extremely tight family. We're used to seeing each other pretty much every day. And the cousins as well are always hanging out. And I miss everyone. It's kind of crazy.
I know, I do too.
When can we hang out? Ever?
If there's one weak link, then everybody gets it.
I know, but at what point is it like, okay, I've been in my house for 68 days and I think I'm good. You know, like when do you know? Or do you know?
I don't know. It depends. Like for me, if I'm here and I don't really go anywhere and I don't go out, then I feel comfortable going to see like mom or pa.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, if I'm out at the market and I catch one little thing and then I'm around mom or pa or anybody, that would make me nervous.
Yeah. It's going to be a nice reunion, though, for a lot of people when people actually get to see their families and their friends. And it's going to be a party, man. I mean, once we do get through this, which we will, I mean, imagine the Corona parties. I think a lot of babies are going to be made. That's my prediction. Do you think there'll be more? Do you think there'll be more babies or more divorces?
I think there might be both. I think there could be divorces that happen even though there's babies. You know, it's like I could hate Danny, but I'm still going to want to have sex with him. You know, it's like
it's a test, though. I mean, it's a test. People aren't used to being together like this 24/7.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, as a woman with three kids, I think if there's women out there who have a lot of children, they're probably like, I don't want any more kids. And by the coming from someone who I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely having four kids for a number of reasons. One, I would be very scared right now to be pregnant and going to a hospital if I had to give birth to a baby. Like, I have four friends who are pregnant. We're all talking about it. Like, what do you do? You know, do you go to the hospital? Do you try to have a home birth? I mean, there's a lot of people who are scared to go to the hospital. And then are the babies susceptible? Like, are they in a high risk category because their lungs aren't fully developed? Like, who knows, you know?
Right.
So it's scary. And then if you have a lot of kids, you're so cooped up. And then you have to school on top of it. And you're just like, if this happens again, okay, let's say there's a lull. And then, Corona 2021 mm-hmm. is heading in. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's a little bit more mutated. It's a little bit stronger. We got to like quarantine again. And I have a little baby and three, you know, I feel like I would definitely leave Danny then. And it wouldn't have anything to do with Danny. I'd just be like resentful.
You fuck.
And this is coming from me, who's like, I want 1,000 babies.
I know.
It's so funny.
Well, it's a real test in patience. I mean, just across the board, not just with your partner, but with your kids and with everyone. I mean,
I have been teaching Bing. We do school every day. We have a routine now. We figured it out. It's great because we do like 30 minutes on. I give him a 15 to 30 minute break. We do 40 minutes. I'll give him a 35 minute break. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it with him. Because he does need help. This is, you know, he's 8 years old. Ryder can be more self-sufficient. It took me a second. I'd get really frustrated with his, you know, he wants to play and he's home and I don't get it. And then this week, it's like probably one of the great joys of my life, having this time to school him and to share with him something I'm never a part of, you know?
I know. It's so funny. Last week, Kate calls me up and we talk and she goes, Bing. It's five ways to make 114. I mean, I don't know. What are five ways to make 114? Ollie, what is it? I'm like, 200 minus, I'm trying to figure it out with her. I'm like, zero plus 114? Yes, that's one. What's another one? I'm like, I don't know. I'm learning algebra again. Like, I'm trying to figure out algebra with Wilder. And then he leaves, and I'm still trying to figure it out to like 10 at night.
Bing goes today doing his five ways. He had 116 was his number today.
Oh, what?
He's very smart. He likes to make things harder for himself. But Bing looks at me and goes, 2016 minus 1900. And I'm like, you know, he's in second grade. I'm like, right. Honey, no. It's 200. It's 2,116 mm-hmm. minus 9. And he goes, Mom. You're wrong. And I was like, and I took my calculator out. I was so wrong. And I was like, oh my God, it's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I think every parent right now is thinking about all of the teachers, how that's another thing that's coming out of this. They need to get paid more. They're just incredible, these teachers, and what they're doing right now and how hard they're working to get the kids educated. I have so much love and respect for teachers right now.
And it's fun. It's fun on Zoom because the teachers are at home, teaching from home. So I get to go see them and like you know, Miss Weller's hair is all crazy. And then, you know, Derek is like in his PJs. And, you know, I'm like, oh, look at you guys. Like, you're at home. Their kids are screaming. And it's fun to see them totally out of context.
Like, you're saying, I get to see how my kids are as students.
Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah.
is really interesting. You know, because homework is one thing, but spending the day doing it with them is another. And Oliver, Oliver said to me, I think you're taking this school thing too seriously.
Kate, let's do the podcast. She goes, I can't. I'm in PE. I'm like, what? What do you mean you're in PE? Like, Kate, you don't have to actually do PE. I hear like a whistle, and I'm like, Jesus. And Bing's doing like sprints.
Oh God.
What did you do for PE today?
Honestly, I'm glad I did it because the kids need to exercise. I put on some Fabletics, and and so did Ryder. I put Ryder on a 10-minute mile. Yeah, he's at the age now where you're like, okay, no more video games. Let's go run. Yeah. So he did a 10-minute mile. Bing's like, I mean, he loves a workout. He was doing all of my cardio stuff that I was doing, like dance cardio. And then he went on the elliptical and was very determined to do 20 minutes on the elliptical. And then Ryder and I did some abs. We did some push-ups. We did...
Kate, why don't you do like a live workout class?
Because everybody's doing live workout classes. There's like a million of them.
But you're Kate Hudson.
I'd rather just like talk to everybody. You know what we didn't talk about? Huh. Co-parenting during this time.
Nobody
talks about co-parenting.
Yeah. Well, why don't I'm going to give you the floor. Speak on it.
So I'm in a really lucky position because in this particular situation, we're totally on the same page. But it got me thinking because sort of like going in between houses, if someone has trust issues with that person, if someone thinks that that person, that one of the parents is irresponsible, there's so many people out there who don't get along and they have a really hard time and they don't have faith or trust in their other co-parent. I don't know. I'm posing the question because I don't.
No, it's a great question. But what about even from just a health standpoint? You know, I mean, just how do we know when you're throwing a kid back and forth from parent to parent? How do we know where everyone's been? And
it like depends on a situation. For instance, if you're a parent who has you're taking care of your, you know, the grandparents. If there's someone in the house that is of high risk, a child going back and forth is probably not the right thing to do right now, I would assume.
But do you think there's a lot of parents out there co-parenting where it was like almost a game of hot potato? Like they had the kid and then boom, this thing hits and it's like, oh, you got the kid now. Because now we've got a quarantine and we can't leave our houses. So I can't get my child to you right now, you know, or our child to you.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people who are in situations where in order to go back and forth, they're being very, very respectful of each other. They're quarantining, like people who travel a lot and are now home, they're quarantining for like 2 weeks, making sure that they have no symptoms. And then, you know, they continue. So is there anything else you want to talk about Corona style?
Yeah, I mean, what about going forward? Like, you know, we've got some stockpiled, you know. Do people want to hear more of us or should we throw one out there?
Maybe it would be fun to do, since we just put our voicemail out there, maybe it would be fun to kind of talk about some of the voicemails we've got. Because we've got quite a few, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice to sort of give some shout outs. I think people would love that right now.
Yeah, that could be fun. Yeah, so let's do maybe one of those. Or you know, let's let maybe some of the listeners weigh in.
It would be fun to know what are some of the things that people are doing with their siblings or their family. It doesn't have to even be siblings or their friends that are fun. Like there's this virtual card game that I play with a group of people that's really fun. Like stuff like that, you know.
That's a good idea.
People who play Canasta, like how people who play bridge all the time. What do they do now? Is there a way to do that, you know?
Probably. Digital bridge. I tried to download Words with Friends. I used to play that like a long time ago, and it's too crazy. I can't even figure out how to do it anymore.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, I want to play like a Scrabble type of a game.
We do play Spider. We play each other in Spider.
Well, I'm playing so many board games with the kids now. It's crazy.
So
especially
fun.
Bodhi. He's like a board game fanatic. Like Uno. We play for money. Well, anyway, I think, look, obviously tough times. The bad we can see every day when we turn on the news. But there's a lot of good. There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of togetherness, hopefully. You know, people need to sort of find the positives, I think. You know, I mean, we have to. We don't have a choice, right? I mean, we have to be vigilant. Stay the fuck home. You know what I mean? Like, don't be an asshole. There's no reason for it. Follow the rules. And find the best, find the most fun things to do in your house with your kids or even by yourself. You know, we gotta, and by the way, if someone needs cheering up, just call me. Hit me up.
I think this is one of those moments in history that we all recognize is something we never thought we would be a part of. And this will go down as a very historic event. In our lifetimes, we've had a couple of them, you know, the biggest being 9/11. Also, you know, 2008 was tough, but different kind of circumstance. Clearly, this is literally just so wild. It's like nothing we could have ever possibly imagined. These are the times that it tests the human spirit. It is the greatest test to humanity. And what is on the other end of this will be, in my greatest hope, is that will be something that will have been truly learned. Because right now, we don't know what tomorrow brings, but we do know that there is always light at the end of the tunnel. And we know that there will be a time where this is going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
The question becomes, what does it look like? And that's up to us.
Mm-hmm.
We're having an enormous shift of consciousness. My hope is that it becomes not about what one wants or what one has, but what one needs.
Well, also human connection. You know, we're all longing for each other in one way or another.
Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today.
Beautiful.
Aww.
Let's just leave it right. Let's leave it right there.
I hope I got the lyrics right.
Well, I'll do one just in case. Studio, studio. All right, I love you. I miss you.
I love you. I miss you too.
I'll see you like when I see you, I guess. Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson, Oliver Hudson, and Sim Sarna.
Supervising producer is Allison Bresnik.
Editor is Josh Windisch.
Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.